dogs. So basically what we can do is we can say how sinuous a river is, how bendy a river is, in a way that's a ratio of distances. Okay. So if this was my bendy river on this little piece of paper here, my little squiggly line, how sinuous is it? Okay. Well, basically what we can say is how long is that line compared to if we went in a straight line from end to end. Okay. So it's the ratio of those two numbers. So it would be the large number, the long distance, the wiggly line, divided by the straight line. And that gives us a ratio, which would be our sinuosity. So what you're going to do is you're going to see, is there a difference in the sinuosity of the upper end of the site, which has had almost zero management, to the lower end of the site, where there has been a bit of opening out to channels and stuff to make a little bit more space to try and reduce flooding on the road. What I would like you to do in your teams, okay, is to take two measurements. Number of paces it takes you to walk from here to the hedge up there, and the number of paces it takes to walk back down to this site here. Then I would like you to also have the numbers from just downstream of where it's cut through the meander down to that fence, and the same for in the channel. So you have a straight line distance and a channel distance. In terms of what makes a pace is every time the same leg goes down. So every time your left leg hits the ground, that is a pace. It's not each step, it's each one. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Do we follow the river?
So one distance will be in the river, and one way will be on the side. So basically, we're both, everyone, guys, everyone will finish up. Everyone will finish up back here, because in order to make it reliable, obviously you need to have the same person doing the measurements initially, but I'd like two people to go that way, two people to go that way from each team, and that way you can get a bit of an average. So if somebody walks up through the stream and back.
Elijah, do the straight one.